Mumbai security forces marched from the iconic Gateway of India and along the Arabian Sea Thursday to mark the anniversary of the Mumbai terror attack. 1 year ago, 10 Pakistani gunmen seized India's financial capital in a three-day massacre that left more than 160 people dead. The Pakistani-based terrorist group, Lashkar-e-Toiba, is blamed for the attack. Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, speaking to reporters in Washington, took a moment to honor the fallen victims.
The supreme sacrifice that so many of our countrymen and women and those from far distant foreign lands made last November will not go in vain.
Back in Mumbai, citizens watched as Mumbai's police commandos, quick response team, State Reserve Police Force, and the city's elite unit, Force One, showcased new weaponry and Sea Patrol vehicles. A dozen land and Sea Patrol vehicles cruised past in an effort to inspire confidence amongst the public.
It was amazing. I mean, it was a symbol of Mumbai police and showed their arms and ammunition and the tanks and everything, what they've got.
But not everyone was impressed.
Every day I go home, I thank God that I am still in one piece. Because living in the city is actually living on the edge. And you really can't be sure whether you're going to make it through the day or you're not.
Also in the crowd, Deval Barmuk, who loads boats at a Mumbai port that borders the Arabian Sea, from which the terrorist entered. India's government was criticized for allowing last year's hostage crisis to drag on for 3 days as the nation and the world watched in horror. A recent report from the RAND Corporation, a U.S.-based think tank, notes India's elite security force, the National Security Guards, took 5 hours to arrive. Mumbai's Joint Commissioner of Police, Rakesh Maria, says the force is better prepared now and will respond to future attacks within half an hour.
Today we are in a position to match any police agency in the world when it comes to facing terrorist strikes.
The sea of khaki uniforms, red berets, and black barrels lining Mumbai's waterfront Thursday brought Rakesh Maria's point to life. The march ended at the city's Chowpatty Beach, the same spot where the only surviving gunman, Ajmal Kasab, was apprehended by local police 1 year ago. But for many, watching from the sidelines, the show of force was not enough to curb the painful memories of last year's attack.
The pain is still there, and I think it will go on. This pain will go on. And this pain perhaps will also give strength to the people to do something about this so that it doesn't weaker in the future.
Linda Blake, VOA News, Mumbai.